'Tis the season. 'Tis the 4 days.
Even right now, Crystal Castles is Canadian, right?
Yes. Yeah, Crystal Castles is Canadian, but this is my intro song every week. Give or take special episodes. everybody should be very familiar with this track by now. It plays at the top of the hour at 2 p.m., as it has done for the last 2 years.
Oh my gosh. Wait, has this been your backtrack for the last 2 years too?
Yep.
Dang. Yeah. Consistency.
Yeah.
What's that like?
You always know you're in the right place. It's like when you go to a new class and you don't know where you, like, if you're in the right place or not.
It brings comfort in our ever-changing schedule.
Yeah. I hope to evoke nostalgia at some point. If you've been around long enough for that. I love Crystal Castles. They're super cool. They have really, really cool instrumentals. And I do have to commend Beat Banter's promo that they just did. That was so awesome.
They have a new promo?
I don't know if it's a new one.
Their other one is amazing. I love it.
It was so good. Such high production. Something I could never replicate.
Beat Banter.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so good. Because, like, they have their own duo, which I can't really say the name of.
Oh, yes.
During daytime. But, they're super awesome. I don't know. Did you hear, like, their new remix? We could talk about that later because I can't actually say any
of the
words.
We'll get into it. Maybe that's a Whiplash at Night situation.
I'm thinking about doing one tomorrow. A little spoiler.
Ooh,
I'll send a little, please, can I do this tomorrow? Is that still okay? If you're not doing anything tomorrow or you have a bunch of friends and the vibes are kind of low, tune in at midnight
because I'm going to make it happen. For your Saturday night party.
Yeah. I'm going to make this happen. But up first is four new songs.
Whoa.
Four new songs. The first of which is Summer of Love by Throwing Muses.
Which has been thoroughly vetted.
It has been very vetted because they released two singles, none of which I can't find the lyrics anywhere online. Mm-hmm. It's not like on any streaming platform. There's no explicit tag. And we can rest assured that there is no explicit content in this song. It has been vetted by multiple people. So Summer of Love by Throwing Muses. And then after that is Sunset by The Darvel off of their new album, Sunset. How fitting. And then I have a new track by Sipper
this
after that.
This is a very summery first set. We have Summer of Love, Sunset, Beach.
Oh my gosh.
It was
subconscious. It was so subconscious. It's like I wanted to fast forward, but yeah. So Summer of Love by Throwing Muses on TFRC 101.9 FM.
Streak of yikes, lighting your sinking.
thing. You drew a card on the beach. I wanna drown, I wanna sink. You took a curse, you put it on me. Or maybe you're the worst.
Right, you just heard Beach by Sipper. And before that was Sunset by The Darvel. And then I started that set off with Summer of Love by Throwing Muses. And then playing under me right now, you'll notice that throughout today's set list is actually a band, I believe, from Toronto called Northern. And they just make really, really good instrumental, like ambient tracks and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I actually saw a promo for them on Instagram Reels. And they were like, if you guys like reach out to us, we'll give you like a free seat, like album, like we'll give you our album for free and stuff. So I don't know. I might hit them up for that because it's just,
yeah, I like this right now.
Nice. It's really good. And then it like builds and it's so good. So yeah, if you're wondering what the betting is, it is Northern without any vowels.
Northern.
Yeah. It's Northern.
Northern.
And yeah, they, I'm going to definitely do some more research on them. But they seem to have like a really cool background bouncing around from like country to country, and then they've settled down in Toronto. So,
oh, neat.
Yeah. So that seems really cool. Yeah. What's going on with you?
Nothing new. I mean, we went to see a DJ last weekend in Toronto.
Go to see a DJ last weekend.
It was very fun. We saw Zorza.
We love her.
We love her.
Yeah. If we did leave like right before she ended, and we didn't know that there was another artist on, but quite frankly, I think we were like, we were exhausted.
Yeah, I don't think we could have made it. That was just before 3 in the morning. So yeah, and I think we went till 5.
Yeah, and we had to drive back the next day.
I was ready to go and eat my Pop-Tarts and go
to
bed.
we were sweaty and stinky and just like tired by that point.
It was nice. We kind of finished off by just being really close to
the stage,
the side, and just watching, and it was nice. That was kind of a good ending.
Yeah, we were like on the dance floor for quite a few hours, pumping up the jam, and then we migrated to the side, and then someone came up to us and asked us. Will said that we were. What did he even say?
He said we were really chill compared to everyone else.
The three of us were really chill compared to everyone else, probably because we were exhausted by that point.
I was like, how are you not chill?
It's I don't exercise that often, and I was moving for like hours. So, yeah. And then we started to get into a little more. And then I could hear him behind us be like, yeah, that's more like it.
I felt very obscene.
And he like
in that
tickled
moment.
Us on our backs when yeah, he was done coffee, talking to us.
I will say in general, because again, I'm bad at being excited. I don't move. I'm having the best time when I'm standing stock still with my arms crossed, yeah. like glaring. And yeah, I felt very seen in that moment when he said that, or when everyone, like people would walk up to me and ask me if I was okay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, oops.
Yeah, just being myself.
I thought I was blending in, but I guess not.
Next time we have to stand way at the back. No, I guarantee people will still come up to you and be like, are you okay? I'm having a good time.
If I was like a big guy, I would be giving security, but
you would. The security at that place was terrifying,
which was kind of comforting.
It was,
because it's like something goes wrong, I know this guy's got me.
Like one of them literally blended into the wall, like as we were walking in,
oh,
and
yeah.
he was like the height of the ceiling. Like I was terrified.
Well, at like stages, I'm like, y'all, you twinks aren't going to do anything for me.
Well, yeah, it's like you're my age, and like you're not much bigger than me. I was like, why am I broader than you and you're supposed to be protecting me?
Like, I can protect you.
Get behind me.
No offense. Y'all are doing a great job.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
I've never seen like anything truly horrific happen at Sage's.
Yeah.
I've heard about horrific things. But
I haven't been present.
Yeah. I haven't been there. Yeah. And yeah. So up next is Irma Crook. And then I've got some Enola Gay. And then, surprise, surprise, I picked another track from a Habibi Funk record. So, yeah, I hope that you enjoy that. This is Find Me by Irma Crook on CFRC 101.9.
bed frames and holes in the wall, black cats and black bins. Dizzy confused on the big screen, stuck in the mud, stood on the grind. Looks that were signed, feet intertwined, hide and seek, less bleak. At the playground, heart to Guinness, time cooking grimace. Turn out limits, left with life submersion, holy full of spirit. Crying in the cheese, men getting into the bar. But if you made it this far, it's not without a few scars.
Change the world keeps turning on, and you can't keep the change that you've been hurting for. The missing piece lost in the styrofoam. You don't run out of time, but just as the juice
climb up the metal seat, bumping demon days on CD. Custom games of Halo 3. Money was nothing and time was free. Cutting the bite with beers hung through on repeat. Smoking in car parks, quoting size park outside the office with no ID. Treat a show by, you run M for me. It's too late if you ran it a second time. You've been in first place. It's not a waste if you make the choice to give your head space. Could you ever stand straight without falling from grace? Back in the field trying to get home. Borrow from tomorrow but can never pay the debt owed. Didn't think that it was detrimental, find a cheat code. Twisted up in twilight, my dreams seem more lifelike. Despite pillars that crumbled by the skyline, I struggled to swallow all the words left in my throat. So condensed to get no, there's no time left for speaking in quotes. By the side of my eyes, I caught sight of you breathing. No words, no goodbyes, only cracks in the ceiling. Your purpose in life was to give mine some meaning. So where was I when you were breathing?
Kill a part of yourself just to bury your health. Put your life on the shelf to play the cards you dealt.
Oh, 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 oh.
Welcome back. At the beginning of that set, you heard Find Me by Irma Crook. And then after that was Cortana by Enola Gay. I feel like, isn't Cortana the name of like an AI?
It totally is. I think it is,
right?
Cortana.
Maybe it's like a Blade Runner moment where like they were just getting it on with
their computer AI. Software. It's a virtual assistant developed by Microsoft.
I want to be software. I hate that
Cortana
song.
Cortana is very...
She's so Grimes.
That's very Grimes-y.
Very Genesis of her. And then after that, you heard Games by Samir and Abood off of a Habibi Funk record, one of their eclectic selections from the Arab world. I love those albums. They're so good. Yeah, so good, so unique. But something I find really funny is that the Spotify like bio, how artists have like Spotify bio, it has Cash App in it. That's all it
says.
That's
so funny.
So for like Samir's like artist like bio, it just says Cash App me.
Just for that, I'd send them a dollar.
Yeah, literally. So I love that. But what we were just talking about, something really funny that happened to me last night is that I was on a dating app and I recognized the background of someone's picture. Like it was at Toronto Boiler Room from this summer, which we were at with one of the old hosts of Whiplash, Alex. And I was like jokingly, because it was the main stage, and I was like, oh, I wonder who they were at the... like,
also, for reference, how many people were at Boiler Room?
Tens of thousands of people.
Like a ridiculous amount.
Tens of thousands of people. And you can see
stages.
It in the picture. Yeah. There was like four stages. There was three stages, and we only knew that there was two. We had no idea about the third one. We spent, like, all of our time going back and forth between the main stage and one of the side stages. And I jokingly was like, oh, like, I wonder who they were, like, behind the stage for. Because, like, at Boiler Room, like, you can go behind the DJ. And I zoomed into the picture because I was like, oh, I wonder if you can see us in the picture. And the three of us are right at the front of the barrier.
Like smack in the middle of the picture.
Smack in the middle of the picture. Like I have it outlined in a red circle. I'll like post it to the Whiplash Instagram or something because it was, the chances are crazy.
It was meant to be.
Because we were only, like you said, we were only there for like maybe... an hour-ish or something.
Yeah, because we were mostly at the other stage.
We were mostly at the smaller stages. And so that was kind of crazy. That
it was beyond kind of crazy. That was like one in a million chance.
Literally, one in like 50,000 people chance.
You sent the picture without zooming in, and I thought you were joking.
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
I sent it there.
Like, oh, I sent the with the caption being like, oh, find us like in this picture. And then I sent like a closer like screenshot with the circle around us. Like, you can't mistake us for anyone else. Like, we look like Tetris blocks, like, going
we
up
do.
In height. Yeah. We have Megatron Helga and then whatever Alex is. Just rat.
Rat.
Just rat. But I only have one more full set left for today's show. But, yeah. This is I Don't Want to Think About It by Wild Strawberries.
Nice.
Super awesome song.
Is this going to be a long set?
I don't know. I can't count.
Okay, well.
Yeah, the songs that I've lined up are, like, really long. They're pretty long. And we have another chance to chat with a funny little story because we're so full of funny little stories and everybody loves to hear them.
So true. And I'm so full of coughs today.
I was in class yesterday and I almost, like, had a panic. Like, I was having, like, a, oh my gosh, what do they call it now? Illness, anxiety, panic.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what I mean, where someone next to me like couldn't stop coughing, and then the next person me started coughing, and someone at the front started coughing.
Oh my gosh,
and
you were so surrounded.
It was like one person coughed, and then the next one.
They caught it.
Ping, 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 and I was in the middle of it. I was in the middle of this like triangle of like illness, and I felt so sick to my stomach.
Triangle of illness would be a sick band.
Write it down.
If you're
write
in
it
like
down.
A three-person band, take that.
Yeah, so it was like one person would hear someone cough and the next one would do it, and I was just like getting increasingly jittery, like I couldn't pay attention. I was like about to cry, like get up and like cry, because I was like, I can't handle this. I was just like so overwhelmed. I was like, what if they give me their sticky icky germs? Like, ew, I don't want that. I already live with two nurses who work in a freaking hospital 5 days of the week. So Yeah, so that was something that happened to me yesterday.
Very memorable. That's really nice. Are you feeling sick? Are you feeling good?
No.
That's good. You survived the triangle of illness.
I did. I'm going to put that in like my resume.
Yeah, put it on a t-shirt. I survived the triangle of illness. Oh my God, this band needs to happen so that you can have shirts that say, please. I survived the triangle of illness.
We should like create an internet domain with band names.
We should, yeah, we should be making money off this. That name for $30.
I think we have so many like random services that we could be selling. Like just giving people advice on their dating profiles, I think is one that we thought of.
Yeah, we need to get on our grind because we're doing this stuff for free right now. And
yeah, I'm going to have to start paying my own phone bill soon or like for Spotify Premium by myself soon. So like I really needed an extra bag. Like I need an extra source of income.
If you want Triangle of Sickness, $30.
$30 right now.
Cash App us.
Yeah, it's under Samir on Spotify. Okay, yeah, like I said, up next is I Don't Want to Think About It by Wild Strawberries on CFRC 101.9 FM on your favorite show, Whiplash. Like, I know it's your favorite, don't lie. You've been here for 2 years every Friday. Like, come on. Yeah, hope you enjoy.
I don't wanna think about it. All you children gather round. We will dance and we will whirl. All you children gather round. We will dance together.
I'm a pet head.
live. Welcome back to Whiplash. You just heard Neighborhood Number 3, Power Out by Arcade Fire off of their 2004 album, Funeral.
Oh my gosh.
And that was actually recorded during like a huge power outage, like in winter, like 20 years ago. And that's kind of crazy because I don't see our weather having a power outage anytime soon. And fun fact, that is Lorde's favorite Arcade Fire song, I found out today.
That is a fun fact.
It is a really fun fact. And then before that was All You Children by Jamie XX and the Avalanches. And then before that was I Don't Want to Think About It, Wild Strawberries. We are coming to the end of the show today. Unfortunately, I honestly sometimes wish I could be here for 3 hours just playing stuff. But the world keeps moving and so must I. If you enjoyed today's show, great. If you didn't, come back next week anyway. It'll be completely different. So thank you so much to Chris for joining me today. And I have one more song left, but it's probably going to get cut short. But don't go anywhere because there is a really, really cool special episode of Busy Girl Radio at 3 o'clock on CFRC 101.9 FM. I hope you have the loveliest weekend, and I will imagine I'll feel your presence next week. Have a lovely weekend.
It is 12 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Coming up next is Democracy Now! Views expressed in this syndicated program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of CFRC 101.9 FM, Radio Queen's University.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, serving Kingston and its greater area.
Proudly. Get ready for TEDx Queens Year 2025. Join hundreds of curious minds on January 18th and 19th at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts for a weekend of inspiring talks, bold ideas, and transformative conversations by speakers from diverse backgrounds who share ideas that challenge perspectives, spark innovation, and inspire change. Tickets are available. Learn more on Instagram at TEDx Queens U. This January, the Society of Professional and Graduate Students at Queen's University will hold its annual winter elections and referenda for SGPS student fee collecting groups on January 29th and 30th. The referendum and elections will be held online via Simply Voting. Eligible SGPS students will receive an email from the SGPS at 12:01 a.m. on January 29th with instructions and links to cast their ballots online. Learn more about SGPS elections and referenda at sgps.ca and on Instagram at Queen's SGPS.
Are you looking for a summer or part-time job? On Tuesday, January 28th, over 40 employers will be in Bartlett Gym in Mitchell Hall. All Queen's students from all programs and years are invited. All students who attend will be entered into a draw for a $50 gift card to the Great Lakes Museum. Students are encouraged to sign up in My Career to receive event reminders. KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January and February at the Broom Factory, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local favorites. On January 18th, don't miss Canadian alt-rock duo Mountain Head. January 24th features local indie rock outfit Cassador. On January 26th, Bedouin Soundclash takes the stage. February 7th sees Busty and the Bass come to town. And on February 19th, it's a special Wednesday night rock show with headliners Dear Rouge. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Two out of three geese. Six out of seven seagulls. And this Transylvanian owl all agree that if they had their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting just for you from Kingston, Ontario, Canada. 2 out of 3 geese. 6 out of 7 seagulls. And this Transylvanian owl all agree that if they had their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting just for you from Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. And I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
Am I Mersey?